today is also Communion Sunday, and you know, it's a good thing for us to do this because you know how the Word of God has always this word, remember, remember, remember to do this, remember the things I have done, because we are a bunch of forgetful people, no? I'm not declaring that now, you know, in the mind, but there's a tendency for us to kind of, oh, yeah, that's right. So it's good to pause and really reflect on what the Lord has done. Like even in our worship, you know, yung kinanta po natin, for Lord, I thank you for all the things you've done. Medyo general yung statement na yun eh. I think it's better for us when we pause and reflect to name them one by one and be specific. What has the Lord done in your life lately? And of course, the number one top dun sa list is His gift of salvation. Amen. And the love of God. It's such a wonderful gift. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Amen. So if you have your Bibles with you, and if you are physically able, let's honor Jesus, who's the Word of God, and let's turn our Bibles into 1 John. If there's a number before John, it's the epistle. Without the number, it's the gospel. So we're going to turn to the epistle. 1 John chapter 4. We're going to start with verse 7 all the way down. 1 John chapter 4. Thank you, Lord. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. Let's go back and read that again, because it's so important. If people would ask you, who do you say Jesus is? This is very important. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is who? The Son of God. God lives in him and he in God. Not just, oh, he's just a good teacher. No, he is. Jesus is God and he is the Son of God. He just became flesh and dwelt among us. But he rose from the dead and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. Let's read that again. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is teaching us to rely on the love of God for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So when we talk about the day of judgment, we should not be afraid. In fact, we should be, oh, yes, we're going to see Jesus soon. Because when you and I know that God is in us and that we are already saved and we have Jesus, we're not afraid. We're not afraid of that day. We have this healthy anticipation and expectation of his second coming. Oh, I love it. How many of you are excited to see Jesus face to face? I am. Hallelujah. Amen. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a Liar, not my words, but the words of the Lord. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word which is life to all of us. We honor you, Holy Spirit, for it is you alone who gives us understanding, illumination, Lord. For the word of God is truth, and the truth of the word of God will set us free from many things that will hinder our spiritual growth. It would set us free from fear. Lord, at times we doubt whether you really love us when things are going rough in our lives. But today, God, may the reality of your love be so sink in our hearts and in our minds that, Lord, when we rely on your love, we will not be afraid. We will not worry. We will not be concerned of the things going on in our lives, God, but to know that, Lord, you are here for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. You know, this topic about love, it is a theme. It's a subject that has inspired many from script writers. How many of you remember the story, Love Story, starring Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal? Kasi 70s pa yun, I understand. You don't remember. How about, you know, it has inspired so many songwriters. How many of you know the song, Love is a Many? Oh, yun. Ako, nakaisa ako. Oh, how about yung rendition ni Dionne Warwick, written by, composed by Burt Bacharach? You know that? What the world? Oy. Nakadalawa ako. At least, meron nakakaalam. Praise God. It's, you know, it's a subject that has inspired many, as we have said. But, you know, the Bible is God's love letter to you and me. Amen. Maring yung iba, hindi pa maintindihan right now, but the thing is, when a person opens up his heart or her heart to the Word of God, something happens. So from Genesis, which is the start of the Bible, from Genesis, kasi Genesis talks about creation, right? And so we see na God created because He loves. God creates because He loves. So when you were born, you were created by God because He loves you and me. He created yung beauty ng, how many of you gustong-gusto, I love watching Planet Earth or Discovery Channel that talks about the creation of God. And when you, I would always use this as an example, that when you would travel, many of you love to travel, which is really good, kasi you go to so many places and see the wonders of God's creation. And when we look at God's creation, He created that for your satisfaction in mind. You know, I would hear some people, oh, we went to, halimbawa, sa Arizona. What do you see in Arizona? Grand Canyon, right? And some of you would take pictures and you are just, wow, so amazed sa creation, right? Saan pa ba yung mga napuntahan yung magagandang lugar? Saan? Ha? Ano? Saan? Di ba ni Brother Toto? Hingi natin kay Lord yung pagkakatong tayo makatravel. You know, I don't travel as much like some do. But, you know, even for those na hindi pa nararating yung mga kahit na seven wonders of the world, that even in your own, I would say this because even in our own backyard, if you have trees and all that, you know, you could still enjoy na, I've done that. Oh, yes, Brother Roel, yes. One time when nung buhay pa yung aming peach tree, you know, when I would just look out the window during springtime, it's a beautiful sight. May blossom, peach blossoms, and then nakupuntahan lahat ng mga swallows, no? Not swallows, ano tawag doon? Hummingbirds, of course. Not swallows, yung swallows pala sa ano yun, papuntang ano, Capistrano, San Juan Capistrano. the little birds, ano tawag doon? Sparrows. I witnessed with my own eyes how it built its nest in our peach tree. It's a beautiful thing to be reminded of the beauty of God's creation. Amen. And so God creates because he loves. Now, even up to the end of the Bible, which is Revelation, do you know that God is going to create a new heaven and a new earth for us? Mawawala na kasi in this world na nandito tayo ngayon, because when sin entered the world, nagkaroon ng disease, decay. You know, a lot of organizations would say, oh, let's save planet Earth, because with all our plastic bottles, bottled water, we see na nagkakaroon ng what used to be the original plan of God, na everything was beautiful and perfect. When sin entered the world, nagkaroon na ng chaos, decay, and confusion, right? And so, kasi man, when sin entered our lives and we disconnected with God, nagkaroon ng chaos and confusion as far as how to manage these resources that God has given us. Halimbawa, when it rains, you know, God has given man that wisdom na, oh, ipunin yung rain when it comes down so that you would have enough water to for the future, for our drinking water, and then para not just to quench the thirst. Thank you so much, Sister Emma, because do you know that in many parts of the world, not a lot of people would have supply of clean drinking water. So in fact, that's one of the things that God has placed in our hearts for the people in Montalban. So itong isang bagay na I'm already going ahead of my outline. But you know, when we begin to see these needs, because of all that's happening around us, the solution is the Lord. So while we wait for God creating a new heaven and new earth, there's still work to be done for others to know that our God is alive and that, you know, do you have a need? God will take care of your needs and mine, and then when God blesses us, that we can be a blessing to others. We would see, like in sinasabi ni Brother Roel, global. We have to think globally. So one of the things now when you and I would, I like what he said, yung growth fund. These are all terms when you have mga stocks, investment, may growth fund, may equity fund and all that. But you know, the economy of God is different from the economy of the world, as we would always say. When you and I learn how to express our love to God in our giving, and he would use these resources that God has given us to bless others, you and I would experience this joy na the world cannot give us. You know, some people have, you know, maraming pera pa without God, there's no satisfaction. Read Ecclesiastes. Some people might challenge me for that. Oh, Sister Ma, di ka naman billionaire. You can say that. But let me tell you, you and I would have heard a lot of stories about how people are so rich, and yet, because they don't have Christ, they are depressed. How many of you know, remember Aristotle Onassis? He was a shipping magnate, wealthy Greek man. He had all the money in the world. Yung daughter niya died of depression. She committed suicide. So money is not the answer to everything. It's the love of money which is the root cause of all evil. God knows we need money to pay our rent or mortgage, to buy things. But when yun na ang, like what Brother Roel said from the Word of God, pag yun na ang naging goal, we exhaust our energy, our time, earning money. So, and then walang place for God. Remember that parable that Jesus said about that man? The parable of the rich man. Uy, ang dami kong pera. My business is good. Wow, so he made plans. He made plans without God. Oh, I'll build bigger barns. Oh, yes, yes. Dami kong pera. Ano kayong gagawin ko? Bakasyon ako. Here. But you know what? That night, the Lord spoke to him. You're a fool. Because this night, I'm going to require of your life. Because you were not rich in the things of God. So it's up to us how to make use of our time, of our resources. Pero when we put God first, wow. And I would always say this because there's always a testing of our faith. You know, I would just jokingly tell you now, when you drop your envelope, when the ushers would come in and we drop our envelopes, it's not the line of thinking that when you go to a casino or to Las Vegas, kaching-kaching, uy, naku, ano ba yung nangyayari pag naka-jackpot kayo? Something happens that tells, oh wow. Hindi yung one drop of a coin and then it falls down. When you and I would drop our envelope, it's a seed. When that seed is planted in the kingdom of God, it takes time to nurture until the harvest will come. So I would like to encourage those who are struggling in this area. This is the way for God to bless us. We give, we worship God in our tithes and offering, not the leftovers. Can you imagine yourself now, oh wow, birthday mo. Well, let's go to a nice, fine restaurant. When you get to the restaurant, well, you're all dressed up. And you call for the waiter and gives you the menu. Oh, wow, what's a special for the day? L.O. Then name of the dish. What's the L.O? Leftovers? That's our leftovers from 2 days ago. How would you feel? It's an insult, right? It's an insult. Because in our mind, it's like, oh, you have the nerve to serve me leftovers. Yes, in our minds, you need to give me the best new specialty of the house. But when we come into the house of God, oh, what do we give? We need to give our best. We need to give our best. And so it might be that struggles tayong lahat dyan. I'm not saying, because I've been through that myself. I've been through that myself because when it's the logical mind that begins to operate, major ho ako, I finished my college education, accounting ho, I know my debits and credits. Alam ko yung perang pumapasok sa bank account from my sweldo. So when I became a Christian, I got born again, so not knowing about the principle of giving, so, at the start, kumbaga shut down yung ears ko pag nagsasabi na about giving. I would issue a check, but it's leftovers. Until, you know, I thank God for the minister where we serve in that church that continually, katulad ng ginagawa ng elders to all of us every Sunday, reminding us because God wants us to experience financial success. Napuruhan ako. Until by the grace of God, na enlighten ako. God is that way with us. He will never force it on anyone. He waits. He patiently waits until, yes, God, I'll obey you in this area. So we deprive ourselves of these blessings when we don't do it. So it's up to us. See, when God creates, He has given us the ability to make choices. That's one way of God creating us. Dahil He would always want a loving response. May mga parents dito. Some of you are parents here. Don't you want that when you would tell something to your children, let's say, can you do this, anak? And, you know, you take delight na your child, your son or your daughter, obeyed because hindi napipilitan. You know, pwedeng sumunod, pero... Daming sinabi, ano? So grudgingly did it, right? Hindi na di-delight ang magulang. How much more Heavenly Father? And so he shows us how to live our lives. And so in the area of love, self-explanatory, a lot of these verses that we read in 1 John. And like what we said, the Word of God is like a seed that He plants in your heart and mind. It takes time to nurture. Lalong-lalo in the area of, you know, we say, I love you, Lord, and I live my voice. Pero pag-uwi, di ba? You know, how can we love someone we see, halimbawa at home, pero we say we love God, pero merong resentment, may bitterness towards someone. So, let's continue with the study of the Word. And so, God takes care of all His creation. I love this when you and I would read, let's look Psalm 104. Just to show us, and let's look at some of these verses. When God creates, He takes care of His creation. Psalm 104, we're going to start with verse 10. Start with verse 1 because it's about, you know, the whole entire chapter talks about appreciating God through His creation. Because God not only creates, but God, in His caring ways, He maintains and sustains all that He created. Okay? Because the care of God is the source of our joy. Are you there with me? Psalm 104. Praise the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, you are very great. And for the sake of time, let's jump to verse 10. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to whom? To all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the air nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied by the fruit of whose work? God's work. Verse 14, He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for man to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread that sustains his heart. The trees of the Lord are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted there, the birds make their nests. The stork has its home in the pine trees. The high mountains belong to the wild goats. The crags are a refuge for the conies. Let's jump to verse 24. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. How many of you, when you went nagbakasyon ho kayo, nag-scuba diving. Some of you have experienced that probably. And nakita niyo school of fish teeming with all these creatures. That's part of God's creation. And He sees to it that all of that is taken care of. Now, verse 27. This all look to you, God, to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created and you renew the face of the earth. Now, this is just part ng creation niya. Jesus in the gospel said, if God takes care of the birds of the air, how much more you and me? So, we read this portion to be reminded na when God creates, He always sustains His creation. So in 1 Peter, it says we could cast all of our cares to God because He cares for you and me. Most of us are old enough to know that life here on earth, maraming challenges, may mga problema ang dumarating, right? We all know that. Is that a true statement? Sino dito walang problema? All of us do. That's so common among all of us. It's problems, it's a common weave, fabric sa buhay ng tao. But one thing that I can tell you is, you know, when I would share to you my testimonies, it's because I have personally experienced the love of God. Personally, the love of God. You might see me with all of my mga physical limitations and challenges, and that's one of the things na when I was a young Christian, I questioned God as far as young as 8 years old, experienced paralysis. Now, you know, it wasn't pleasant being in the hospital growing up from 8 years old even up to now. But you know what? When you and I would read, when I turned to God and I would raise all of these questions to God, He has spoken to me so many times through His Word to tell me why. And that was the only time na, kasi minsan pag may mga doubts na pumapasok sa mind and heart natin, na questioning whether, God, if you love me, bakit ganito, right? When we have problems, it's like, Lord, why? Why this pain? Why this, all this suffering? Why this? Why can't you do this for me now? We want it now. And yet, when God would say, wait, because I have a purpose. And one of the things that the Lord has shown me was He has preserved me from so many things had I been strong and healthy. You follow? When I would say, God has preserved my soul because He knows my weaknesses. He knows my ins and outs. He knows my personality. He knows how I think. And at first, hindi ko naiintindihan because I wanted to be there. I wanted to go with this certain group of people. I wanted to be in a relationship and all this. But that physical condition of mine was like a tight rein. But no, I'm not giving it to you because there's a tendency for you to go this direction and your life will be destroyed. Because God is telling us, anak, yung mind mo, focus your mind on me. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of this earth. Let me give you another. It's a woman thing. Minsan, pag may nakakita akong ganda maglakad, naka-high heels, naka-pumps. You know, in my workplace, my coworker, she's a young lady. I saw myself in her nung bata ako. Ako, mga heels niya. Sabi niya, I've worn heels like 4.5 inches. What? So it's like minsan na parang woman thing, I'd like also to be able to do that. But you know what? The Holy Spirit would say, it's okay. Because I have experienced also what it means to wear heels. Even before I got to this stage. I'm not saying that God has not blessed me with some moments wherein I have enjoyed life too. And I thank God for those. And so, when you and I would at times, Lord, why did you not give me this? Kung halimbawa yung good health. And I'm not saying that God does not heal. He heals. God heals. I have many, many physical attacks in my body by the enemy that I have seen God healing me. Now, but every day, God has taught me, my grace is sufficient for you, anak. I will give you the strength that you need for each day. And how does God care for me now? He has. Every day I would have stories to tell my mom. How God has surrounded me with many kind people. And yung co-worker ko, that young lady, she's so kind. She's so kind. Nung one time, wala akong lunch. Muna, sige, order ka. I'll pick up your lunch for you. Because if I go out, mauubos yung 30 minutes ko. Baka yung 30 minutes ko, pagdating ko, back to work. She knows. There would be someone in the parking lot would help me unload my walker and all that. God's kindness. Because my prayer is, God, let me see your loving kindness every day. And He's doing it. See, it takes the Spirit of God living in us. You know, last Sunday we talked about what it means to be filled with the Spirit of God. It takes the Holy Spirit for us to see, huwag tayo ma-focus sa negative, but to see God's hand and grace. The goodness of God, even that goodness is expressed through people around us. Amen. So there are so many things for us to be thankful for to God. And so, hallelujah. The truth is, God cares for you and me. He cares. He does care. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we said this earlier, so there will be moments wherein a lot of people, lalo pag yung first time to hear the message of the gospel, and they would hear the love, the message is like this, the love of God. You know what? It's hard for me to accept that truth because you know what? You don't know what I'm going through. Yeah? I might not know the details, but God does. See, but here, so the answer to that question is found in that verse that we read earlier in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Jesus. Let's look at that. So this is how God showed His love among us. So yung question na yun, you know, some people would say, I would believe if I see it. To see is to believe. You know, let me experience it first. But no, with God it takes step of faith muna. Lord, when we hear this word, Lord, your word says, mahal mo ako, pero Lord, di ko pa alam yun eh, di ko pa na-experience yun eh, pero God, I'll believe it, na you love me. And then see how God would work. Now, para natin maintindihan, really to appreciate this, gift that God has given us, the love of God through Jesus, we have to understand our condition first. Diba, we all know this. Most of us, we already know the Lord for quite a while. For us to appreciate the good news, we have to know the bad news first. And the bad news is all of us are sinners, and ang sin ho natin separates us from God. We might not fully grasp yung eternity kasi nandito pa tayo sa physical realm, right? But when you would minister to someone who's close to death, okay, here's the thing. When you would minister to someone, let's say, nakita natin at one time, healthy, strong, robust, doing all this, and then boom, suddenly there's a change in life. Nagkaroon ng sakit, and then now they're in their sickbed, hanging for their dear life. That becomes the moment for people to appreciate what's being offered as far as the gift of eternal life. Because a lot of people would just understand ang naiintindihan lang nila ang buhay, the here and now. Pero yung eternity, parang wala pang eternity, kana niya. Some people would say like that. You know, I want to enjoy my life. No, God wants us to enjoy our lives with Him. Him guiding us. In all of our plans, we tell Him, Lord, this is it. For young people, can I say this? When you read Ecclesiastes, because young people have a tendency, you know what, I'm young, I want to enjoy it, I want to taste everything. Solomon tried everything. But if you would look at the conclusion, he said, the conclusion of this, the matter is, fear God and obey His commands. Because Solomon, he did everything. Wala, hindi ho yun ang study natin, pero if you're someone who would challenge me, I would challenge you to read Ecclesiastes, because that was saved for us to understand na here was someone, he tried everything. Lahat ng ibibigay ng world, from girls to music, lahat ginawa niya. Sinubukan niya, and yet, sabi niya, all vanity. Vanity meaning useless po. Walang meaning, no purpose. But if we have God, everything you and I do, magkakaroon po ng purpose and meaning. You have goals and plans, dapat kasama si Lord sa lahat ng plano. You want to try this? Oh, dapat kasama si Lord all the time. Amen. Para hindi sinabing like yung mga, minsan I would hear that those conversations from people at work. Oh, you know, I spent so much money on this vacation, and then I came back tired and sick. Hear me, I'm not saying that don't go. I'm saying at times when there will be moments like that, but God is not part of it, then naging ano lang, pointless and purposeless. But God wants us to enjoy every minute of our lives, every moment of our lives. Amen, praise God. And so here in Romans chapter 5 verse 8, it says, God demonstrates His love for us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So what does the Word of God teach us in those two verses alone? Number one, love is a choice. God chose to love us in spite of our being sinners. Okay? And makita po natin na love is not just in words, but in action. How did God demonstrate His love? So Father God made a choice to send Jesus. Sa part ni Jesus, ano yung love niya? How was it demonstrated? Yes. He acted on it. He died on the cross for us. Imagine this. Kasi yun lang yung only way for us to be saved from our sins. For Jesus to die on the cross. Yung dapat na punishment para sa atin. He took it upon Himself. You know, I have heard about parents saying all the time, pag nagkasakit ang mga anak, you know, Lord, sa akin muna ibigay. Right? Some parents would say, sa akin muna ibigay yung sakit, wag lang, don't pray that, please. But I think that's a parent's way of expressing how much they love their children, they don't want to see their children suffer. Yes, we understand that. But look at this. And so, yung dapat na punishment para sa atin, Jesus freely took it upon Himself para we may have the gift of eternal life and the gift of salvation. Amen? Yung love na yun was expressed. It was demonstrated. Kaya, there's so many things as you and I would, all the time, we would be reminded of this topic. Na, number one, love should be expressed. When we had our parenting class, meron hong itinuro na, you know, love should always be expressed, number one, in words. Sa culture ng Filipino, hindi ba, is it true na, totoo ba na, among us Filipinos, we don't say, I love you all the time? Yeah, culture natin yun, ang most of our parents sa Philippines, ang culture is, the way that they would show their love is service. Oh, gigising maaga, pagluluto, lahat, paglalaba o anak, ganyan, inaasikaso, taking care of their children. But do you know that God would also want us to say those words, I love you, anak. No? You know, I have a coworker. She's my supervisor. Puti po siya. She's a Christian. And nakakatuwa ho yung kanyang cellphone, ang ringtone nun, pag ang mother niya tumatawag. Ang ringtone ganito, this is your mother, pick up the phone! Ganun yun. Yeah, everyone knows sa office na her mom is calling her. Pero, you know, and she would grab it, no, and every time she would end the conversation, I love you, mom, okay, I'll see you later. She would always say, I love you, mom, and all that. Do you know that our Heavenly Father is always the same way? When you would read Matthew or Mark, you would see that heavens opened and the voice of God was heard by the disciples and when the Lord said, this is my son whom I love and I'm well pleased. So, ibig sabihin, how does God love? He expresses it. Kaya yung sa mga magulang ho na parang medyo, ayokong magpakita ng ano kasi baka abusuhin ako. Minsan ganun, ano, yung ganung line of thinking. But there's nothing wrong, I believe, to let your children know that you love them. Say it and then show it. Amen. Our words, di ba, pinapag-aralan po natin lagi. Proverbs 18, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Even our words. The words that minsan, so parents, lalo-lalo for the young parents, be careful with, minsan out of your sheer frustration, probably your tense, marami, lalo for in this world that we're living, fast-paced, overwhelmed ka sa things na nangyayari sa trabaho, and when you come home, if you have mga toddlers na ang ingay, makukulit, it's like, at times, out of your frustration, you might say words that can destroy their self-esteem. Lalo nang pag, some parents, can I say this, na merong kayong expectation from your children? If they, lalo pag yung maraming bata, maraming anak, and there's a tendency to compare. One is, you would say, better than the other. Oh, ba't hindi ka katulad ng kapatid mo? Right? At times, ganun, nakakompare. And so, it destroys yung self-esteem ng isa. Doon pumapasok yung jealousy. Mas mahal mo siya kaysa sa akin. Right? Kahit na hindi yun ang intention, pero minsan unintentionally, we might say words that can bring that about. We're addressing this because God is telling us na we need to be careful with the words that we say. We need to be, lalo pag yung at the height of yung galit na galit, di ba? How many times when yung height ng anger, nandito ka, and afterwards, nag-subside yun, meron kasi na nasabing, oh my gosh, I should not have said that. Di mo na mabawi, ano? Pero, you know, God in His graciousness, He's able to restore relationships. Even when those things happen in the past, God can bring healing because the love of God can heal. The love of God can heal. Amen. So with our words, let's choose words that will build up relationships. Words that would encourage. Let's ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Because I think when you and I would read 1 Corinthians 13 again, this is not the first time we're going to read this, ito ang basihan natin, kumbaga, ito ang ating yardstick, whether I'm loving people around me the way God loves me. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We'll start with verse 1. If you would notice, ang 1 Corinthians, it talks about spiritual gifts. Last Sunday, we talked about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and mga gifts, ano? And it's no accident why may chapter 13 in the book of spiritual gifts. Kasi, this would remind us all about this. Okay, now, let's look at this now. And now, I will show you the most excellent way. Dun sa the last verse, chapter 12. And now, here comes 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. So, kung may speaking in tongues nga, pero walang love, ano daw ang labas nun? Gong ka lang. Di ba yung... It's just noise. Pag walang love. If I have the gifts of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am, wow, I'm nothing. Kaya gusto nating ma-zero in natin to na maintindihan natin lahat ng ating gagawin. Everything that you and I will do and say, our motivation is God's love. Even in our serving. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. So here we go. Ito na yung yardstick po. Am I loving God's way? Number one, saying love is patient. Kung si Lord patient sa mga kahinaan natin, God wants us also to be patient with the shortcomings of others. Alam ho natin yan na ang bawat isa may kahinaan, right? Each one has their own weaknesses. We might be strong in one area and then the other person is weak in that area. Minsan, parang gusto natin, ba't niya hindi niya magawa? No? Ako nagagawa ako, pero siya, right? Pero si Lord, He's been long-suffering towards all of us. He waits, and He, by the power of His Holy Spirit, He's changing all of us. Now, love is kind. We show kindness in our words, in our actions. Maging aggressive po tayo in showing kindness. I'm so blessed na, you know, that kind of spirit is here, present sa church na to, the kindness that each one shows to one another. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. If we do a good thing, wag nating, we, Sister Chair. Ibig sabihin, you know, we do a parade. We do good things, you know, that God sees it, number one, and then we don't have to broadcast it to the world, no? But, you know, if we're talking about the good things we're doing sa Montalban, it's all because of the grace of God working through us. Amen? Okay, it's not rude. It's not self-seeking. Hindi yung ini-insist yung, teka muna, right ko yun eh, right? Most of the times, we fail in this area when we know, lalong-lalo, when we know that we are right and we want to insist na, teka muna, tama ako, hindi ako bibigay. Times when you know, halimbawa sa relationships, I don't want to say I'm sorry, hindi ako mauna, no? Isang mali eh, right? If we are to apply this, kahit na we know that we are right, it would take the love of God for us to pursue peace with that person now we're not communicating with. Okay, so it takes the grace of God. So meaning to say, Lord, dahil sabi mo, do not let the sun go down na magkagalit. No? So talagang yung decisiveness ba? So ibig sabihin, no, do not let the sun go down, wag palampasin yung araw na yun to be at peace with someone. Because we don't even know whether tomorrow will be there for us. So, if we die na may galit sa kapwa, wow. Kasi sabi sa Bible, ho, di ba, if we don't forgive others, God will not forgive us too. Very big deal po sa Panginoon ng forgiveness. And some people would say, teka muna. Para namang doormat na ako kasi ako na ang lagi, di ba? Some people would say that. This person is like making a doormat out of me. Ano yung doormat? Yung tinatapakan ka. But what I'm saying is, there's a time to be silent and there's a time to speak up. When we have to speak up, yung manner of saying it it's also an issue. Yun ang I think one area to. Diba sa Proverbs 15. How many of you read Proverbs? Natapos natin, 31? Yeah. Naku, humina. Okay, insert. On Saturday, for all the workers, hindi ba, tatanda nyo assignment natin? Ezra and Haggai. Okay. Write your name on the paper. If there's any verse at all that has ministered to your heart when reading the book of Ezra and Haggai. Haggai, saan yun? Assignment. I'm hoping that you have read it because it's so meaningful and very powerful. So you're going to submit that on Saturday, huh? Okay, all right. So where were we? So saying things. Minsan kahit na tama, pero kung ang tone ng voice, it's like you would want to magkaroon na ng peaceful resolution, pero sa manner ng pagdi-discuss, ang voice is, yes, angry tone. Hindi ho makikita ng the other person yung good point when we are saying it in an angry tone. Tatandaan ko isang kapatiran when we read that Proverbs 15, sabi, a soft answer turns away wrath. Sabi, pastor, ginawa ko. Sabi sa akin, asawa ko, ang binubulong mo dyan. It might be a process. Hindi agad. Sa sobrang hina, binubulong mo dyan. Ay, nakakatawa. But it's a process. You know, may humor din si God. I think He knows yung struggles. It might not come immediately, but I think when you and I would learn how to do these things, nakikita natin ang results, because God is a God of love and God of peace. Amen? So yeah, let's continue. It is not easily angered. Not easily provoked. Ibig sabihin na, hindi yung konting, di ba, at times meron tayong mga situations na madali tayong ma-irritate. So love is mahaba ang, sasabihin iba, maigi na lang, mahaba ang pasensya ko. Mahaba ang pisi, di ba, no? But when we are operating that way, it's God's grace. It's God, dati, probably, nag-give up na, pero still, waiting patiently. Amen? Eto pa, it keeps no record of wrongs. Oh, hello! Ano ibig sabihin nun? So, minsan, sa pag merong hindi pagkakaunawa, nagdi-discuss, kasi ginawa mo to, di ba? And then, yung litanya, sasabihin na lahat ng listahan. Kasi, inuungkat yung past. How does God love us? Ano sabi sa Hebrews? When I forgive you, I remember your sins no more. Eh, kung si Lord ganun, pero tayo, mahusay tayong maglista, no? I love Peter because Peter, he speaks for all of us. Siya yung nagsabi, Lord, ano sabi niyan, turuan mo kami how to love one another. Sabi niya, what if a person keeps on forgiving? How many times should I forgive that person? 70 times 7. Ano yung 70 times 7? O, dun sa mathematical, 490, no? O, halimbawa, dun sa relationship, oh, naku, pang ilan na yung ginawa mo, pang 412. keeps no record. Ibig sabihin, hindi mo na uungkatin. Kasi most of the time, here's the thing, practical na po to. The issue is never resolved because inuungkat yung past na has nothing to do with the issue today. Kaya, nagsha-shutdown yung other partner, lalo sa marriages or sa family. Nagsha-shutdown na kasi inuungkat na yung past na dapat yung sabi ni Lord, ano na yun? Tapos na yun. If we have chosen to forgive, limot na. You know, I'm also guilty of that. Kaya, Lord,
Sabi ko, ang hirap naman kasi God, ganun, I would tell God, kasi Lord, paulit-ulit naman eh. Parang in my, sa aking, ano, ina-abuse yung kindness. But when I spoke with the Lord and the Lord told me about yung, ano ba yung wisdom? Di ba yung napag-aralan natin sa James? What is wisdom? May gentleness na kasama eh. Yung full of mercy. Kaya in-apply ko yun. Kaya kung in people's eyes, that person is abusing me, but I'd rather be right before God's eyes rather than the eyes of people. When God told me, anak, sige, just show kindness to her. Oh, sumunod ako. So kung sa heart nung pag tinutulungan ko, eh, oh, nakaisa na naman ako sa kanya, utu-utu ka, no? It's between her and God. But ang bottom line for me is, when God tells me, just show kindness, sige, bigay mo yung hinihingi. And you know what? I did that, and then the Lord, talagang iba si Lord, when we give it to unto God, I did it as a gesture because I obeyed God. Alam, ibinalik ni Lord yun. Kaya, alam nyo, obedience is the key. We just hear God's word and we obey. Okay, let's continue. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Hopeful lagi. We're hopeful for yung sinasabi dong rejoicing with the truth. Ibig sabihin din yan yung bang we want people na ma-bless, to be ahead. Ito pa yung isang bagay na pag-iingatan po natin. Let's say we have someone na we consider an enemy. And alam natin na sabi sa Bible na pag yung enemy mo ay going through difficult times o merong bad things that happen, pag tayong ganito, yay! Yes! Sabi sa Bible, gloating ho yun. Sabi ni Lord, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Pag nakita sa atin ni Lord yun, hindi niya napaparusahan yun. Bahala si Lord. Bahala si Lord. Kaya pag yung may mga taong doing injustice towards us, and Lord, I want justice. Kaya let's say, nakita natin nagsasuffer, huwag tayong gano'n na, yay! Or maaaring hindi pinapakita, pero sa, deep inside, yes, yes, buti nga sa'yo. One time, I was on the 605 freeway, and I was driving, cruising along, observing the speed limit. It was not just one car, but there were three cars na yung kinata ko. Some people would just say, right? Sumusunod lang ako. I just stayed in my lane. From nowhere, ako, eto yung CHP. Highway Patrol, ako, boom, with the scooter and all that. Tinuro yung tatlo, boom, 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 pull over. Sabi ko, yay! I saw how God did justice for me. Pero hindi ako nagpakita ng finger or ano, God bless you. In my mind, siguro nagmamadali and all that. Tatlo, three of them. And, you know, the highway patrol came from nowhere. But, you know, it might just be a small thing, but many times na, more so when we do good things to others, na natural lang sa atin na we would expect something good in return. Is that true? Naghahanap tayo ng, sukulian mo naman ako ng maganda. Pero in this world that we are living in, alam po natin that doesn't happen all the time. So meron talagang mga injustice na nangyayari, but we give it to the Lord. And so when God says, you know, give it to me. Give it to me and I'll take care of it. And I'll take care of it. Now, before we end, kasi in our minds, we're going to say, kaya sabi sa inyo, mahirap maging Kristiyano, kaya ayoko nang... Some people would say that, right? But the truth is, in the book of Romans, it says, as we end, you know, what does the Word of God tell us? In Romans chapter 5. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, because God is the source of love. You know that? Yes, He is. He is the source of love. Look at Romans 5, verse 5. And hope does not disappoint us because God
has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He had given us. So here, it tells us na how does the love of God, yung binasa po natin sa 1 Corinthians 13, di ba sabi natin parang hirap, no? Hirap magpatawad lagi, mahirap lagi magbigay ng understanding, mahirap maging patient and all of that. But you know what? The Word of God says it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that you and I can show that kind of love to others. Amen. Now, there's another thing that I would want us to read. 1 John chapter 3 as we end. 1 John, before we show a video and then before we take our communion. 1 John, let's go back to 1 John chapter 3. Thank you, Lord. Verse 16. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Verse 17, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your love for us. Lord, a resounding truth that, God, we see from all pages from the Bible, from your word. In the book of Genesis, you tell us that, Lord, you created us, and it's because you love us. Now, Lord, ang bawat isa sa amin, you have plans and numerous thoughts about us, that your plans for us are not meant to harm us, but to give us hope in a future. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the kind of God that not just says it, but Lord, you have demonstrated how much you love us by sending your one and only Son, Jesus. You saw our condition. Because of our sin, we have been separated from you. And that the only remedy for us to be reconciled with you, Lord God, is by sending Jesus to die on that cross on our behalf. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us all to hear the message of the gospel. That, Lord, in you, there's healing, there's salvation, mercy, and grace. And yet, Lord, we are reminded that because you are a holy God, our moral standards are never sacrificed, even in the sense of love, God. And so, Lord, marami pang dapat kaming pag-aralan. There's so much to learn from you, God, from your word, and through your Holy Spirit about how to love you with all of our hearts and give you our best, and how to love one another. Because the acid test that we know you and we love you is when we have learned to love others the same way that you have loved us. Lord, we realize that your love is unconditional, sacrificial, long-suffering, God. You're always kind towards all of us. And Lord, forgive us, Lord God, na many times na hindi kami ganon sa aming kapwa. We have not done the same way to the people around us. Lord, as we start with our own family members, God, at times, Lord, we are impatient towards their weaknesses. At times, Lord God, nandun na kami sa hangganan na we want to write them off and just shut them down, God. But Lord, you have reminded us that, Lord, mahal mo sila. And so, Father God, teach us all how to love the people around us first, God. And even how to love people in many parts of the world, God. And we are so blessed that God, sa tulong ng Holy Spirit mo, you are teaching us all how to love the way you love us. Lord, I pray for that someone who's struggling in this area dahil his mind or her mind is filled with negative thoughts about whether you really love him or her. Dahil sa bigat ng problema, that many things that's going on in their lives, God. But we thank you that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you can bring healing, God. We know that, Lord, your love can heal. So, Lord, even before we partake our communion, because we don't want to take this lightly, we would allow you, Holy Spirit of God, to just examine our hearts.
kung meron kaming bitterness or resentment towards anyone today, God, alisin mo ito, Panginoon. Wash our hearts and our minds from mga bagay na things that have been done towards us that have hurt us. Words that have been said towards us that has hurt us. At times, Panginoon, nangyari yon matagal na. Nakalakihan, nakatandaan. Pero God, we know that, Lord, wala kami maitatago sa iyo, Panginoon. Gusto namin, Lord God, na linisin mo kami. Wash us. Cleanse our hearts, God, with your blood, Lord Jesus. As we make that choice, today we make that choice, God, to forgive those who have wronged us. Thank you, Lord, sa patience mo towards us. Many areas in our lives that we're struggling in obeying your word, God. We don't want na ang love namin sa'yo, Lord, ay pang Sunday lang. Turuan mo kami, tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, how to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, God. That every part of us, we realize that, Lord, galing sa'yo. That, Lord, we can never go far sa aming buhay apart from you, Lord, because it's only you who gives meaning and purpose in our lives and healing, God. We thank you that there's hope in you, O God, no matter what has happened in the past, Lord, because you're the God of new beginnings, a new creation. That, Lord, everyone in this family of God would experience the love of God like never before. Na, Panginoon, ang love mo para sa amin, hindi lamang sa salita, but, Lord, every day ng buhay namin, God, when we are down, when at times we feel alone, nandun ang presence mo when we call on you, God. So, Lord, I thank you that, God, as you stretch forth your hand, like what we read in Psalm 104, you sustain us, God. Lahat ng nilalang mo, you sustain. You create, and you never, never forget us, God. For we are inscribed in the palm of your hand. You see us, you know every detail. Details that others might not know. Hindi alam ng iba, but Lord, you know. And so, God, we thank you that, Lord, through the work of your Spirit, you're strengthening our faith, God. You're giving us that kind of faith that, Lord, to see every good thing that you're doing at every turn in our lives. Pang-araw-araw, Panginoon, makita namin ang hand mo, God, in our lives. That you are true to your word. If you take care of the birds of the air, how much more for us, God. If one sparrow drops to the ground, sabi mo sa word mo, the Panginoon, you see that. You see that, God, how you take care of them. So, Lord, thank you for taking care of everyone in this local church, in this family of God. When we leave this place, oh God, na meron kaming sense of confidence that we can rely on the love of God. For the love of God never fails. And so, Lord God, we ask that, Lord, tanggalin mo any bitterness, any resentment in our hearts, God, or yung feeling of unworthiness. For we know that because of your love for us, when we accepted Christ, now we are accepted by you, chosen by you, and know that I'm a son or daughter of the Most High God who cares for us, who cares for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And so, Father God, we thank you for this time that we can remember our Lord Jesus. As we have asked for forgiveness for the things that we have done or said, na Lord, na hindi naging magandang halimbawa, that we have not obeyed you as far as loving others, God. Yung aming pagkukulang, forgive us, O God, and cleanse us, Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that makes us whole as we remember the perfect sacrifice that Jesus has done at the cross for us. As I call on the ushers for the elements of communion to be distributed. Continue to speak to the Lord and pray to God. Hallelujah. Sister Janet, alam mo yung let my heart be changed, renewed.
flowing from the grace that I found.
Thank you.
In you. Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be swept away by the power of your love.
Sing it together.
Hold me close. Let your love surround me. Breathe me near. Draw me to your side. By the power of your love, Lord, unveil my eyes, let me see you face to face, the knowledge of your love as you live in me. Lord, yes, pray to him. Hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring me near. Draw me to your side. The power of your love, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on by the power of your love. Father God, what a blessed time for us to be reminded of how great is your love that you have lavished upon all of us. We thank you that you're that kind of God that not just says it, but Lord, has shown it and expressed it and demonstrated your love. Your love that has brought life to us, healing in our lives. You took care of our sin, Lord Jesus, when that love was expressed at the cross. That, Lord, the cross is a powerful reminder of all of us how great is your love for us. So, Lord, we receive today by faith the love of God that is poured out in our hearts through your Holy Spirit. We receive your forgiveness, Lord, sa lahat ng aming mga kasalanan, for all of our sins, God. We thank you that, Lord, you are so faithful and just to forgive us of all of our unrighteousness, God. To know what a blessed state we find ourselves in, that we are cleansed, accepted, forgiven by you. And that, Lord, we thank you, God, that, Lord, even as we partake our communion, to know that, Lord, the sacrifice that Jesus has done for us, Lord God, that through His blood we are made whole in our lives, Lord, to do Your will. Lord, Your will is that, God, we may show love to others, God. From today and the days coming, we thank You that, Lord, through the work of Your Spirit, You're going to give us the God kind of love to show others. Let it start in our homes, for those who work in our workplaces, for our young people, oh God, in their schools, in our communities, oh God, and even globally, God, as You have opened doors of opportunity for us to share the love of Christ to others who so desperately need God. And so, Lord, today as a family of God, we would like to partake communion today and never take this lightly, Lord, that we would like to remember Jesus, to remember You as our Savior, the God who gave up His life and laid down Your life for all of us. That, Lord, we can say we love You because You first love us. And so, Lord, as we read the scriptures, to be reminded, Lord, in 1 Corinthians, for I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, He took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, this is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. So, Lord, as we partake this bread, we remember Your broken body. You were pierced from Your head down to the soles of Your feet, God, at that cross. Your broken body that has brought wholeness in our lives. And we remember You, Jesus, for what You have done as we partake the bread. Thank You, Lord. Let's thank the Lord. In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, this is the cup in the new covenant in My blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of Me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Lord Jesus, we thank You for the blessed hope that we have that You're coming back for us so soon. We thank You for Your most precious blood, Lord Jesus, that reminds us, oh God, of the power of the blood that You shed on that cross for us, that we have the forgiveness of our sins. And that through Your blood, Lord Jesus, we have overcome Satan, his cohorts, oh God. And that, Lord, we are made whole to do Your will. Father, thank You for bringing wholeness in the lives of Your people today for all of us. That from this day on, we are made whole, that we may serve You with all of our hearts, oh God. We honor You, Lord Jesus, as our Savior. And we thank You for Your most precious blood as we partake the cup. Let's thank Him for what He has done. Glory to God. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Father God, we thank You, Lord, for Your word for all of us. We're not done yet, so we have to pray. Yeah. Let's pray first before we... You remind us from Your word that people will know that we are Your disciples if we have love for one another. Thank You for reminding us all, because we would like others to know that we have You, Jesus, in our lives. And it's evidence as we show love to them, God. And we thank You, Lord, oh God, for giving us that opportunity to show that here in the household of faith and even outside Your church, God, at home and everywhere You take us, Lord. And Father God, we thank You for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to show you just a few pictures of what Pastor Romel, and this is what the Bible is telling us. We read that earlier in 1 John. When we know of some people who are in need, we thank God for what God has done. Amen. Let's show that right now. Where's my... Okay. You see that... Let me just turn here. Brother Roel, can you push my walker here? So, okay. This is just a like one shot of what that place looks like. Yeah, most of us have seen that at the onset, that the place where these people live, it's filth.
basura. It's a dump site. Okay, so nakita niyo merong yero, no? When you and I, in our giving, we were able to purchase a brand new tricycle. There was one member in the kanilang church wherein yung house ay nasira ng bagyo. It was destroyed by the storm. So yung tricycle na praise the Lord, na nabili, ginagamit nila to mag-collect ng mga scrap metal. So that's one. Okay. All right, let's continue. Ayan. So yung nakita niyo yung tricycle, that's a sidecar. Yung tricycle, so nakabitan na ng sidecar. So that tricycle is being used to do many things, sa food distribution and all that. Okay, let's continue. Okay, that's another part. Do you see all this filth? This is the kind of living condition, no? I remember si Brother Ray and Sister Beth, when they were there, was that just last year? Ano po? Yung, when they were ministering, yung tinatapakan nila, hindi ka steady kasi ano yun eh, panay basura, no? Okay. Tambakan talaga. Okay. So that's the tricycle that's being used to get all of these scraps. But now, look at their living condition. Dito kayo po. Okay, all right. Okay, look at this. Walang ano yan, walang, no running water, no electricity. Kaya when we, one of the packages that we sent, we gave them a lot of flashlights. And merong mga videos, nakutuwang-tuwa ho ang mga tao. Flashlights atin, ano ba yan? Ano, pero sa kanila, you know, it's so valuable to them. Look at this. Okay, now, let's pause here. Here's the thing. In our giving, look at all these children. Hindi lang yan. Many parts of the province na you and I are being given the opportunity to share the gospel in the lives of many children. Kaya I would always bring you to, yung banner na yan, lagi yung babasahin ha. Isaiah 58 verse 12. That God gave that verse to us. That from among us, He's going to use us to build up the foundations of many generations kasama mga young people. And so when we are giving, nagpapadala tayo po ng pera. In our giving, eh, nagkakaroon sila ng opportunity. In fact, Pastor Romel bought a sound system. So yung tricycle, inaano ho yan? Nagtutour sa maraming places and declaring the word of God. And so we know that many are being reached. Hallelujah! So be motivated and encouraged. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yan ho yung last, remember, nag-second offering tayo because we would want you to know where our giving goes. So yung recent na pinadala po nating $150 lang ha, nakabili sila ng yero, nakabili ng tables and chairs kasi nafo-fold yan, nagba-Bible study sila in many places and so nandun, nakaupo sila and then nagbibigay din ng mga pagkain. Amen. Are there any more? All right. That's all? Okay. Praise God. And so let's thank the Lord. Kasi sabi ni Lord, let us not just love in words, but in actions. Pag meron tayong nakitang nangangailangan, whether here at home, here dito sa household of faith here, and even globally outside the confines of this church. Let's thank God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have given us an opportunity as a church to be a blessing to so many poor people and needy people, Lord God, sa Montalban. As we are in partnership with the ministry of Pastor Romel and the rest of the laborers, Lord God, in that field, we thank you, God, that, Lord, ginagamit mo kami even in our giving. So, Lord God, you're even challenging us, God, dahil alam mo, wala silang running water. It might be a big project, but with you, God, nothing is too impossible or difficult, God. Kaya, Lord, in Jesus' name, as you are touching us all and giving us this church the spirit of generosity, God, we are thanking you that because, Lord, all authority has been given to you, Lord Jesus, in heaven and here on earth, that, Lord, matulungan sila na magkaroon ng running water and electricity because you can change the landscape of that place, God. Yes. That, Lord, only you can change that from wasteland to a fruitful land, oh God, hallelujah, because of the power of the gospel, Lord. And so, Lord, maraming salamat, Lord, for the many lives that will be changed because of the proclamation and declaration of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That many, those who are bound by drug addiction, oh God, will be set free in Jesus' name. The anointing upon your church, oh God, as the word of God is declared. and the lives of many children. And Lord, we are sowing seeds in their lives, in their young, tender minds. And we know that your word never returns to you void. That Father God, magkakaroon sila ng hope, Lord God, in their lives. That God, only you, because our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Lord, I ask that you bless everyone in this local church. Lord, we thank you, God, for the lives of each one, how each one is so valuable to you, God. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we obey you, God, alam namin you are faithful to do your part, God. That, Lord, even as we obey you, as what you are telling us what to do, God, we know that, Lord, you are faithful to do our part. Do your part, God, in each one's life. That as you bless each one, and that, Lord, yung favor mo rest upon the lives of your people, oh God, people would just be astounded, Lord God, why we are so blessed. Because we can tell them that it's because of you alone. And so, Father God, thank you for this day. And we commit to you the remainder of this day, Lord God. And Lord, the coming days, Father God, that as we continually honor you, God, in everything that we are to do and say. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Let's worship the Lord together. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.